Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in. It's Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark of the Q. I'm your host. And, of course, our co-host this week is Serena Zehuzus, a.k.a. Serena Southpaw, who's a mixed martial artist and a really, really cool gal. Serena, everything going good on your end?
Yeah, I just got back from training. I just literally walked in the door. It's rough practice, but it was fun. I get to go home tomorrow to Philadelphia to see my family for the holidays for a little bit. And then I'll bounce back and hoping that 2017 has some fights because people need to catch these hands.
And I am very privileged to have a singer that we introduced to you earlier this year. You know, I cannot say so many great things about her. I've said a lot to a lot of the guests that have been calling through this podcast this past year. Really a good rock singer and singer-songwriter out of Canada. She's making big waves this year. It's really great to be able to catch up with her. Sophia Radish is on with us right now. How you doing, Sophia?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on, and I'm so honored to be talking to you both today. I'm the privileged one here, so thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and Serena can attest to this. We had Jim Florentine on a couple months ago on the show, and I was like, I dropped your name. I said, you know, there's this really talented, you know, rock singer named Sophia Radish that's really making waves, and could be the next resurgence in terms of rock and roll. It was great to be able to. So,
wow, I'm honored. Well, thank you very much for dropping my name. That's a big honor for me. it really helps, you know. And I'm just I've been busy with music, obviously, and only music really. And I've been touring and just writing, and I'm really looking forward to getting back into the studio in 2017, which is really great. So a lot's been happening for sure. Yeah.
I mean, are you a fan? I'm pretty sure you're. Are you a fan of that metal show at all?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I really hope that you're on eventually. Maybe next year, maybe you'll be able to get on set or something like that to be able to do it. I know you're heading out to L.A. Early next year as well. I know you're going to be here in Vegas for a little bit for the CES show. You know, first of all, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about your touring this past year and just really kind of getting your music. You had your new album that dropped this year as well. How's it been for you to tour around with this new album and to be able to play different venues, and how much of experience have you been gaining in terms of just going out on the road and being able to play a little bit?
Oh my gosh, I've gained so much experience. I've really come a long way. I've really come a long way just within the past year, I guess, performing-wise and songwriting-wise, as well as vocal range. And it's been really a life-changing experience to be able to just do music full-time. And I did a tour in Massachusetts, so in the Berkshires, and that was really, it's a beautiful place, and it's very cottage country, and it's a really good hot spot for songwriters to go and do acoustic tours. So I went there, and I had the privilege to be a part of that, and it was a great experience. I love it there. And I also went to Vancouver for a tour, and that was amazing as well, because I haven't been to Vancouver. That was my first time at the beginning of February and March. So it was really beautiful. And I also had a Toronto. So it's been kicking. It's been kicking for sure.
Yeah, I mean, how's it been for you to do an acoustic set versus maybe some of your heavier electronic guitar sets? I mean, how's it been for you? What are the audiences are like?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when I do my solo acoustic performances, I love the intimacy involved, whether it's in front of an audience of 50 or 500. You know, it's just really, I love the intimacy and the strength I have on stage, just being alone with my guitar, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to do performing as a solo act. But I also really enjoy performing with other band members. So I'll hire session musicians to go on tour with me when it's needed. And it's a beautiful experience to be able to perform with like-minded people and people who are on the same page as you and who get you and who you just have this amazing connection with. And then that groove that the bands have is just really amazing, because then people can get up and dance, and it's a wonderful vibe, both different vibes, but I enjoy them very much. But right now I'm focused on the solo acoustic touring, but I hope to soon be able to transition again to, you know, performing with a support band.
With that in mind, I mean, you know, how has it been for you in terms of your wardrobe to do an acoustic set versus maybe doing a full blown stage set? I mean, is there any differences in terms of your wardrobe? Do you are you a little more casual when in terms of that?
So for wardrobe, I'd say the reason why I'm laughing is because I don't dim it down, whether it's just being alone on stage. I go full out, man. I totally go full out. Like, my image is the same with the top hat and my guitar, and obviously my guitar and you know, my Kiss boots and the whole glam thing going on. I really enjoy that, whether I'm solo or performing with other people. So I'm just like that, whether it's for a photo shoot or performing alone or with a band. It doesn't matter. I'm just me, and I won't dim it down for anything. Well, obviously, I know when to be more, I guess, I know how to fit into different kinds of venues, if that's what you're asking. I know how to be that chameleon. So obviously, for a classy restaurant, I'm not going to wear my leopard pants and my Kiss boots. I'll wear a classy skirt, obviously, but the top hat stays.
Yeah, I mean, and do you go shopping at all at some of these different places when you visit? You know, taking a look at some of the different fashions and picking up things.
That, you know what? I wish, but right now I have to. Me and my mom, we have to. Obviously, it's not always easy. I have to invest my money back into my music. So all the money I earn goes back right into music production or funding for being on the road, basically. So I kind of have to work with what I have and, you know, go to maybe some cool vintage stores and make up my own kind of thing and do that. So I'm not into the brand, the top brand style things yet, but I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's interesting sometimes, because sometimes to have a unique look, you have to look outside the box. I mean, you know,
exactly.
Vintage stores, you know, secondhand stores, and you know, all this as well. I know here in Vegas there is one off the Strip that is a kind of a vintage store. So, yeah,
I definitely want to explore Vegas when I'm there. And I definitely want to explore the stores just to see. And, you know, I might come across something that I really like, obviously, because it's Las Vegas. So it's hard, you know, you want to walk out with everything.
I'll help you with that. I'll help you stay away from, like, blowing your wallet and take you to the cool places. No touristy stuff for you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I was going to mention that. Speaking of unusual outfits, I don't know. You probably don't know this, but Serena. I mean, Serena, and then Roxy, her teammate, Roxanne Modafferi, who's a very, very popular female fighter out there. They usually dress up for the weigh-ins. Whenever Roxy has these weigh-ins, so she, you know, they did Mortal Kombat one time around, and I think Roxy did She-Ra last time, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable. You're badass, Serena.
Well, she dresses up more than me. I just came one time with some of my friends were surprised that she dressed up as Kitana from Mortal Kombat. So one of my friends dressed up as like a bodybuilder, just was Johnny Cage because he had the muscles. I came over as Scorpion. One of my friends came with Sub-Zero. It was just a whole collaboration. She didn't expect it. But then the next time she dresses as another Mortal Kombat character, we can't, well, like, she was like, come on, guys, join me. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
That's amazing. Wow. That's awesome. Oh, girl power for sure. That's great.
Right? Well, I'm thinking,
yeah,
like, you know, when I go pro and if I get to dress up, I'm probably going to do, like, a female version of Sagat from Street Fighter just because I love that guy so much because I always love Street Fighter.
Wow. Wow. You guys rock. Cool.
Any questions so far, Serena?
No, but, like, I'm really into the music that she's been producing. Like, all those things you sent me, Mark, over Facebook Messenger, I was, like, jamming to that all night. I'm like, this is great. Like, some are slow. Like, most of them are pretty soothing, but, like, awesome.
Yeah. I'll tell you about the reason why I'm going to Las Vegas and L.A. I forgot to mention that. The reason why I'm going is because I've been recently – in October, I've been endorsed by Grindrod Ants, owned by Steve Grindrod. And Steve Grindrod and his team chose me to be the face of Grindrod Ants 2017, which is an absolute honor. So I'll be attending NAMM with them. So it's truly a big honor, and I'm totally humbled for sure about that. And Steve Grindrod is the genius behind most of the iconic Marshall amps from the 70s. 80s, 90s, you name it. So it's truly mind-blowing for me. And I'm also endorsed now by Gibson Guitars, and that's why I'll be going to Las Vegas, and I'll be attending in the Gibson showroom. And it's going to be really a life-changing event for me. This is truly a milestone, I have to say. I'm really honored. And because of the support I've been getting with my music and everything, and that my supporters and my friends and my family, it's just coming together so beautifully, and it's just so inspiring. And I hope that it will inspire people of all ages to do what I'm doing and to follow their dreams.
Now, is that something that, you know, you got the call one day and they said, we'd love you to represent your product? Or was that something that you kind of were going for and trying to achieve?
Well, let's just say basically with my hard work and my dedication to the love of music I have, I got the call. Let's just say I have so many wonderful supporters and a team working behind me, like, you know, with the Grindrod Amps and Gibson Guitars, and I'm just I'm forever grateful for everything. And it just comes with hard work and dedication, and you can't give up. When I first started out in music, I kind of just fell into it. Obviously, it was my calling. I remember from a very young age that I would go around the house just singing songs I wrote just on the spot. I wouldn't sing any nursery rhymes. I'd just be singing my own kind of jingles and whatever. But so really it just comes with hard work and persistence and never give up. And I didn't start out with any connections in the music industry. I just my mom saw my talent and saw that I really loved it and wanted to make a life out of it. And it's a lifestyle. It's a life choice for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's very similar to, you know, what Serena goes through and what a lot of fighters go through, actually, too. I mean, it's their hard work, and then, you know, suddenly a sponsor will call up and say, hey, we want you to help us market our product, and we'll help you in terms of your training camp. So it's a very similar situation to you, Serena, right?
Yeah, it really is. So it's, yeah, it was just basically like, hey, we want to help you out, like, in turn, like, you know, I put their banners on my shorts and, you know, and on my, you know, my banner behind me, and, like, kind of give them social media shout outs to help me, you know, my training camp and all that. So
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
it comes with hard work and dedication. It's the only way I'm sure you got there, because obviously it's very physical what you have to do.
Yeah. It's crazy, but it's fun. We're both having fun doing what we do, though. So,
that's amazing. Yeah, exactly.
Now with Gibson, I mean, you know, how many Gibsons do you own right now?
I own a few. I own a few. I'd like to own more, but for me right now, it's just I'm just comfortable with what I have. I really don't need more than what I have at the moment. I'm just very, very content with two beautiful Gibson guitars that I own, and they're high quality, or obviously they're high end. So do you need more than that? Like, I don't, right? I don't need more than that right now. Of course I own other guitars, but I'm focusing on Gibson, and that's my path, and that's where it looks like it's heading. And I'm just, obviously it's a dream come true to be working with Gibson guitars. It's really it's a wonderful thing. So I'm very thrilled with the sound that they develop, and the instrument itself and how it looks quality wise. It's magnificent. And I'm such a music nerd. I just have to brag about that. And you know, of course I name my guitars and all that stuff. So it's like, I'm a hardcore music nerd for sure.
Yeah. We talked about that earlier this year.
There's nothing wrong with being nerdy about your passion at all.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't think I know a musician that's not a music nerd. I think it's impossible. You have to really love it to succeed in your passion, in your industry.
Mhm. Mhm. Any plans on being at the South by Southwest festival this year at all, Sophia?
I wish. This year I'm booked up with. Obviously, I'm starting out with just the Las Vegas Convention Center, so the CES show and NAMM, and that's what I have so far. And I do plan on doing a American tour in 2017. I have some pokers in the fire, as you would say, and I have some really cool events happening in 2017 in Canada as well that I can't really talk about at this time, but when I can, I'll definitely call you up and we'll set up an interview again to talk more about that. But right now it's obviously I'm just focusing on promoting the CES show and NAMM, and there's definitely more things to come. I just have to know when exactly to announce those things, but
definitely
plans are in the works.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, I look forward to that because I think really it'll be great to be able to see you on tour. You know,
I'm honored.
Yeah, this is obviously the first time you've ever been to Vegas. You know, obviously you're very excited about it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm more than excited. I'm over the moon. I'm counting down the days. Basically, it's really. I haven't been to LA either, so I'm really looking forward to going down. Obviously to LA, and also I'll be going down to San Francisco, and visiting some friends and having some time off to just chill out. And it's going to be really a life changing month for me. So I'll be in America for about a month, I'd say.
I mean, that's cool. I mean, yeah, like I said, you have the convention here in Vegas. So then, yeah, and then you'll be here for a little bit, and then you'll be down to LA. As well. I mean, how long is your stint in LA for the NAMM?
NAMM goes from the 19th to 22nd, and I also have an interview in on Vine, the Hollywood Strip, basically right beside all the stars. It's going to be unbelievable. I won't know what to do with myself. I'll be, you know, down the ground taking pictures with all the stars, and it's going to be great. And so I also have an interview in that area, which is amazing. So Hollywood, and I'm very excited for that as well. And so yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got some good news and I got some bad news. The bad news is I probably won't be in Vegas when you're in Vegas because I'm going to be up in Montana for a little bit. But
aww,
the good news
oh,
is...
Oh, man, what?
What? Yeah, see, family, but But the good news is that I'm going to be in L.A. when you're in L.A. So,
Oh, woohoo! All right. There
so,
you go. Hopefully,
yeah,
we'll
so
be in Jeff when you're in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I get to bug him first,
then
you get to get him.
That's amazing. That's great. I'm so happy about that. That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, so I'll definitely keep in touch with you and let you know. That's my birthday weekend, and that's right after, I believe it's right after yours is, right, Serena? Yours is, I think, right before mine.
I'm sorry, what?
Your birthday is right before mine, is that correct?
Yeah, January 10th. I don't know when your birthday is. Mine's the 10th.
Yeah, 22nd, so yeah.
Okay, kind of, sort of.
When's your birthday, Sophia?
July 6th. I was born July 6th. 1998. So, yeah. I guess I just had my birthday, so I have to wait until next year. But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my birthday.
Yeah,
I can't wait. I won't be home until January, so when I go home, we're doing Happy Thank Birthmas, because I didn't get to celebrate Thanksgiving, and I won't, and at home is my first Thanksgiving away from them, so, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I haven't seen them since the summer, so it's kind of nice to come home and see them.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a great, I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I want to get back to the fact that, you know, you've been out touring and all this as well. I mean, obviously that's been, you said that, you know, that that Massachusetts has been so great for you in terms of your creative process, you know,
mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned earlier that you are starting to work on some stuff, you know, what's that been like, and how's the process been going in terms of that, and has it been one of those things where, you know, suddenly out of nowhere you get an idea and you have to write it down?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, back in the old days, you didn't have cell phones, or you just had a napkin and a pencil or a pen. And but now you have phones, so it's way easier. I still like the old school way where you use paper, and I have papers flying around everywhere. But I also really enjoy just taking notes down on my phone. It's really simple because I keep everything in notes, and I keep everything, and I record my thoughts and all that on the creative process on writing a song, and sometimes it's a fleeting thought or feeling that acts as a seed for the growth of a story, and other times it's an experience that I witness in the world around me, and other times it's a creation of my imagination. So it really depends on a lot of things, and that's really how the creative process works for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's great. I mean, I hear so many stories from our different artists that, you know, different ways that they put down stuff, and they said that that phones are pretty much godsends to them because they don't have to write down things anymore.
Right.
You know, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
They've been writing
mm-hmm.
everything's on napkins, from napkins to airplane sickness bags when it comes to ideas sometimes. But.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I really enjoy having a piece of paper and a pencil. I have books, you know, everywhere, and from a very young age I've been obsessed with paper and markers. I've had I have a collection of them, and you know, notebooks and all of that. It's like a songwriter's best friend, basically. So I keep them in different places, I guess you could say, but the creative process for writing a song is really amazing because you could just think of it in so many ways. You can, building a song from nothing to something can be shaped in many ways.
Yeah, I mean, writing is becoming somewhat of a lost art. I mean, people hardly ever write letters anymore. They just don't, you know, jot down things. They usually just go and, you know, sort of that, so... Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, they also don't know how to read cursive anymore. It's like,
which is sad.
You know?
Which is sad. I still get letters from my grandparents in the mail. I still get cursive letters, which is really so beautiful having that. It really is different than just getting an email or something. It's really special. It's something that I'm very glad that I got to experience. I was like the last generation to experience that, right? So I'm very grateful.
I Yeah, my mom still writes like letters to me in cursive. I love it. I look at it, it's like, it's so pretty. And I need to get back. I do cursive here and again, but obviously mostly for like autographs and stuff. But I do need to get back to writing more, because some of the letters I'm thinking, I'm like, oh my God, I almost didn't recognize that letter anymore. So I got to get back on that. So it's like, oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, yeah, the creative process, I mean, it's absolutely great and all that as well. I know, obviously, you got some stuff in the back thing. I mean, are we looking forward to maybe a new album next year?
Well, of course, yeah, of course. I'm very excited to get back into the studio and record an album. I have so much material that I could record 4 or 5 full-length albums, maybe, or maybe more than that, actually. But, you know, it's time and it's money, and we have to budget everything, and that's what it comes down to, basically, because it's also a business, and you have to look at it that way if you want to make it your livelihood and your lifestyle. You have to look at it as a business, as well as it being my passion. It is also my business, yeah.
And from a standpoint of just getting feedback on the road, I mean, how's that been for you, especially with the fans, the fans that may have not have heard of you, and, you know, gaining some new fans over the past year?
Oh, what, can you repeat the question, please?
Sure. You know, what's it been like this past year, you know, getting some feedback from the fans and gaining some fans along the way?
Oh yeah, it's definitely shaped me and who I am today. Just getting feedback and motivation and support and inspiration from the people around me who love me and who just want to see me succeed and guide me. So I really am fortunate to be able to be in that position, so that my evolution, the process of me evolving is more simplified when you have the support around you. As an indie artist, it is very, very critical that you do have that. So I am so grateful for everyone. I call them my earth angels, the earth angels that have come and gone in and out of my life, or that are in my life currently, and the ones I that will stay. It's amazing, and but mainly when I songwrite, I get the influence from my greatest influences from music I listen to, and these things inspire me to keep on writing, and yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable, and obviously, you know, being so young that you are starting to get to the point where, you know, some of your ideas may be maturing a little bit. Your outlook on life is a little bit different than there was maybe a year ago.
Exactly.
Or 2 years
yeah.
ago. So it's interesting to see that kind of progress.
It is for sure. And if you want to get heady, analyze that is really, really amazing, just to see that development, because obviously the development in artists is critical, and you have to allow yourself to grow and to create, and you can't stop yourself, whether it's a song that you don't really like and you don't really want to write, but if you're inspired in that moment and that's what's on your mind, then just do it. You're the one that's in control of that, and you can decide whether or not you want to share it with the world and release it, or just keep it to yourself or throw it away, you know? So it's really important.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, crazy thought just came into my head. It would be funny. I mean, if you end up getting enough money, maybe you make, hopefully and thankfully, and I really hope this happens, you know, you sell a lot of albums and you get that enough money. I know that they have a thing here in Vegas where you can jam with some old rockers. It would be interesting to see
cool.
you that with that as well. So maybe in the future, maybe you'll be able to do that. I think it's
well,
like band
oh
rock
goodness,
band camp or something
amazing.
Like that. So
That would that would be amazing. That would I do look forward to mingling at NAMM, that's for sure. And obviously the CES show, I'm sure I'll see a lot of that. So I'm definitely in this business. You have to be it's cutthroat, so you have to treat it, as I said, like a business, and you have to go in the whole way, just go in on it or not. But you have to let that, I guess, inspire you to just keep on moving forward. And I'm just very fortunate to be able to travel and to have, you know, support like my mother and obviously these teams behind me and my supporters, as I've said.
Yeah, especially the Los Angeles trip is going to be very important to you because, I mean, obviously besides the fact that you're going down to NAMM, but also the fact that you get a little bit more exposure down there and hopefully get some good connections down there. Start to get that connection out there as well. So I look forward to that as well. And then Las Vegas,
so
I mean, there's
Thank
just
you.
So many rockers out there too. So
they're great. Those places, those are the places. Obviously, if you really want to do this full time, and if you want this so badly, you need to migrate. I would say, and those are definitely key places to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting the next coming year where you're landing. I absolutely love that you're possibly going to be going on tour here in the United States and in Canada.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think
it's all in the plans for sure. So I will definitely connect with you when that time comes, and I'll let you know, right? That'd be great.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Serena, any questions on your end?
No, I'm just enjoying, like, you know, being part of this. I'm really, you know, it's really nice to actually see some similarities between the fighting world and the music world a bit, like, you know, just working hard at your craft and being able to go all over the place, like.
Oh yeah,
you know,
you gotta hustle.
Oh, you ain't kidding, man. I really like your music, and the fact that I actually saved a good chunk of them on my Spotify now. So I'm, like, really excited to see where you go from here.
Oh, man, you guys are so sweet. I'm honored. I really am. I mean, you have to, in any business, really, you kind of just have to take it day by day and do something that will help you in the long run every day. Just do something as simple as I've said before in an interview, I said just as simple as changing your bio, updating it. Do something that will help you every day. You just have to work. You have to just keep that flow, that momentum going, and keep everything smooth, going smooth. And obviously there will be bumpy roads ahead, but it's like that. That's just how the world works, right? And it's like a game board. You have to you're in charge, and it's your destiny to figure out how you want to play it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to mention to everybody, you guys can check out Sophia Radish on Instagram at Sophia Radish. That is Sophia Radish. You can also follow her on Twitter, Sophia Radish 101, and also on Facebook. And you guys go to sophiaradish.com to see where she's going to be playing, hopefully in the near future in your town. So, anything else you want to promote at all, Sophia?
Well, I definitely want to let everyone know that, like, you know, my upcoming gigs, whether they're in Canada or in America, my upcoming gigs will be posted in my events section on my website, and also promoted on my fan page and on all social media links in the next coming months. So please, everyone, stay tuned and I hope to connect with you, and I really am thankful for everyone out there, all my friends and all my supporters, and just everyone who wants to lift me up and who wants to support young talent. And I'm just, it's truly an honor. It really is. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, I also want to mention you guys can get both of Sophia's albums, I believe, on Amazon and all the places that you can get music. So make sure you guys check that out. Beautiful Sin and I believe Intoxicated, is that correct? So make sure you guys check out her albums too. Her music's great. You have a very haunting voice with a really hard-edged sound behind it, which is really, really cool. So everybody needs to check that out.
And also I just want to say thank you so much for interviewing me and for being basically my first interview of the year and my last before 2017. And I hope I'll definitely talk to you soon. And I'm just very, very grateful for that. So thank you for your friendship and support.
Not a problem at all, Sophia. It's always lovely to be able to talk to you and to be able to get some insights into you as well. And like I said, you're kind of on the cutting edge right now in terms of female rockers right now. Like I said, we're kind of getting into that point where we really need somebody like you to come up on the charts. So I'm really hoping the best for you this week.
Oh my gosh, coming here. Thank you. That's exactly the way I'd like to look at it for sure. Yeah.
And Serena, anything else to add?
For those who for whatever reason can't get her album, I mean, for real, check out that stuff on Spotify, because artists, also can make money off of Spotify, and everyone needs to, hear this more. I mean, I'm so done with a lot of stuff on the radio, because it's like, just, I can feel my IQ points dropping. What you're putting out is real music, and people need to listen to it.
Aww. Well, thank you. Yeah, and So again, thank you for being the first and last interview of 2016 for me. You rock. You totally rock, Mark. You.
No problem at all. And like I said, when you hit to Vegas, I wish you could be there, but Serena will be there and definitely can show you some cool spots. And then hopefully I'll catch you up with you in LA once you hit NAMM. So.
Amazing. Well, I'd love to. Yeah. First, we'll plan that. We'll go. We'll do via email or something. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, not a problem at all. So Sophia, again, congratulations on what has been a very successful year for you. And hopefully 2017 will be even more successful, and we'll talk to you hopefully next month.
Okay, perfect. For sure. Yeah, we'll do. That's great.
Okay, no problem. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk later. Yeah, bye.
Okay.
All right,
bye.
Take care.
Sophia Radish, everybody. You guys can check her out at Sophia Radish. That's RADISCH on Twitter. Sophia Radish 01, and then Sophia Radish on Instagram as well, and Facebook, and SophiaRadish.com. You guys can check out where you can get the albums and all that as well. Like I said, she's a future. I think that it's really kind of we're kind of getting to that point at which people want a little bit more edge to their music, and Sophia, like I said, is on the cutting edge of that. And she's so young to be doing all this kind of this rock and roll stuff, but it's really great to be able to have a girl like that represented. So I look forward to meeting her in person. I'm pretty sure you are, Serena, and it's just a really great thing to be able to.
Yeah, we're gonna have fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun as well. I mean, I don't know. As of right now, I don't have any more interviews set up for the rest of the year. Hopefully, maybe in the new year we'll probably get some more. But depending on what goes on, people once in a while, we'll just, text me and say, hey, I want this person to be on and all that as well. So I'm starting to get my January kind of set up. So, it's been kind of a crazy kind of couple weeks. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at SWIV, at SWIV, and you can see when the next shows are going to be as well. I need to update my VegasPodcasting.com website really, really bad because we've been kind of behind. But you guys definitely check that out as well. At Serena Southpaw on Twitter, Serena Southpaw on Facebook as well. And I say I don't think we have anything. You have anything lined up as of yet? We're just waiting for the new year
nope.
to come around.
Pretty
so
much.
So Serena can be able to do that as well. So.
Yep.
So yeah.
This new year, new chance for people to catch hands and these shins.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm excited.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the weekend I'll be down there, down in LA for my birthday. That's like when Bellator is and UFC's doing a card.
Okay.
That time, Gloria's going to be a card. That's going to be a crazy weekend. I don't know. I'm probably going to on to the Bellator fights. I know Colleen Schneider's having her Bellator debut at that point. Probably not going to go to the UFC just because A, it's more expensive to get tickets.
The UFC in Anaheim got canceled. It actually got pushed back because of the lack of fighters. So you don't really have to worry about the UFC event. It's just Bellator and I think Glory are going to be in California that time. So
yeah, I think Glory is like on a Thursday or a Friday. So so I'm excited because then I don't have to worry about the UFC. But you know, it just means more people are going to go to Bellator.
Perfect.
I'm looking forward to the Bellator card. I really want to go. Hopefully, I'll be getting press passes because they've been interviewing their gals. So hopefully I'll be able to get press passes to be able to cover the fights there, but we'll see what goes on there. And then I'll get to see Sophia when I'm down there as well. So it's going to be kind of crazy and all that as well. So, you think nothing else really to talk about. Like I said, I don't know if I'll have another show before the end of the year, but we'll see. Definitely check us out. Check us out on Twitter, and you'll be able to know there as well. With that in mind, I don't think there's anything else. We'll talk to you guys probably in the new year. Like I said, there's a lot of people that have been lined up wanting to be on the show, and I'll try to get that taken care of once we get there as well. Thank you, Scott, Serena, for helping me co-host.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me join on board.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you guys in the new year. Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll talk to you then. See you, so long, Serena.
All right, guys. See ya.